Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. My next guest is Claudia Rosette. She is one of the brightest experts I know on national security, and I'm also proud to call her a friend. She is an American writer and journalist, a blogger at PJ Media's Rosette Report. She is a foreign policy fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and a foreign affairs columnist at Forbes.com. You'll see her publications published everywhere, including in the Wall Street Journal and at Forbes.com. Claudia, welcome.
Thank you very much, Fred. Great to be here.
Well, Claudia, we have a lot to talk about. I'd like in this first segment to discuss President Trump's speech to the UN General Assembly. I might add that Claudia is well known for expertise in the United Nations. And then I want to focus on another area of your expertise, and that is North Korea. So to start out with, just give us your impressions about President Trump's first speech to the UN General Assembly.
It was terrific. He went in and in a forum where they're really not used to hearing things, the truth told or the truth told in direct words. He said quite a number of things that I think that it was very good for that assembly to hear. And he laid out a number of things that it was very important for them to know or at least understand or begin to appreciate. America, during the Obama administration, lost a tremendous amount of credibility as far as being believable when it said, you shouldn't do things, don't do that. Beyond that, President Obama was in favor of a lot of things that really weren't workable, not in this world. And when President Trump went in today, I think my impression is what he's doing, it has arrested the very bad trajectory that we were on. And he's now saying things that said sort of a point in a very different direction. Basically, it was terrific. He went into the UN General Assembly chamber and told the truth, Fred. Do you know how rare that is? So bottom line, there are things you can criticize in the speech. I'm happy to. But he also, on really major points, I think got it absolutely right on what he said about North Korea, about Iran, about Venezuela, about socialism and communism. I'm happy to go into any of those. When he called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, I greatly prefer that to calling Kim Jong-un Excellency or Supreme Leader. Rocket Man is just fine. Kim Jong-un does not deserve respect. He's the leader of a totalitarian state that has been doing monstrous things to its own people for years, is now threatening us with the nuclear weapons it's making in violation of 9 UN sanctions resolutions. And I was especially grateful that President Trump mentioned Otto Warmbier, the American student who was basically killed by North Korea, but returned home in the last final days, effectively brain dead, to die here. It was terrible, and it's something America should not forget.
Well, this is a president who went into a diplomatic forum, which is notorious for its diplomatic niceties and for making grand statements that say nothing. And this president went to the General Assembly and called the nuclear deal with Iran an embarrassment to the United States, made it clear of how concerned he is about how Iranian behavior has gotten worse since this agreement was announced, in addition to what he said about North Korea. How do you think the president's presentation was received by other nations and by the delegates at the UN?
There was, polite applause, not effusive. There was certainly no standing ovation. I think that it probably left a lot of them thinking, what exactly to make of this. I can tell you for sure how it was received by the American press in the main, because we can read that right there. And they were shocked and appalled. Within hours, the Washington Post was writing about Trump's menacing speech. The New York Times was writing that he was giving a confrontational speech and so on. I would set that aside. I think there's great concern there that the American president, by telling the truth, might upset assorted dictatorships that sit on the General Assembly. I'm not really worried about that. I think that's fine. As far as what the UN membership makes of it, one of their big concerns, of course, is that they just want American money coming into the United Nations. And Trump, in talking about reforming the UN, has been threatening to withhold some of that. They're kind of worried about that. Then there are the member states that he specifically called out, Iran, North Korea. Iran is now demanding an apology for his speech, which is very funny. So they've reverted to their classic, actually the Iranian sort of propaganda approach, which I think is put together by Iranian officials who studied in America, studied us, and basically mimic the worst aspects of the U.S. press in what they feed back. They feed it back to the press. It's sort of like the Ben Rhodes echo chamber, only it's coming from Iran. North Korea left a note taker, had front row seats, and left it. They boycotted the speech, leaving a note taker for it. That's just fine with me. We can move on to this later. I think they should actually just be expelled from the UN. But they probably are thinking, because here's the tricky thing. What President Trump said was clear. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for his regime if he continues down this path. That's probably true, because if they really do attack us, we are going to end up in a war, a hot war. We're officially at war with them now, but a hot war. And that could be very terrible. But what Trump has to do, if he's going to have any chance of averting that, is convince North Korea that he's serious when he threatens that he'll do that.
Okay, I want to get to North Korea in the next segment. Let me move to a one final question in this segment. What I was surprised about the speech is that, you know, the president didn't write the UN off. He seems like he's prepared to work with it if it will change its ways and implement reform. Is that your impression?
Yeah, and I thought when he first came in that there was some chance he might actually look and he might approach the UN with a view that we really don't need this institution. It does more harm than good. That's my own view. If you actually total up, what is it that the UN contributes to the well-being of not the world and America in particular, I think on balance it's dangerous. It's a forum that serves as a gathering place, a club, for some of the worst influences and players in the world, and we pay for it. Trump has not done that. What he appears to have done instead is decided, okay, I'm stuck with this, we're going to work with it. That's very much what came across in his speech today. You know, he thanked Russia and China for signing on to North Korea's sanctions resolutions. Well, they've been doing that for years and violating them. They don't need thanking. He was talking about this idea of sovereignty, which I think he hasn't quite worked out. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is he means. Dan Hanninger has a good column on this today in the Wall Street Journal, mentioning this. But basically, the way it came across to me is he was saying, "You don't threaten us, we won't bother you," which is a good message to be sending anywhere at this point, given the number of rising dangers in the world. But yeah, he is apparently trying to work through the UN. I think that's going to have its downside. At the same time, he may well have decided that in trying to allocate his political capital, the heavy lift that would be required to actually get the US out of the UN or do something about the UN, which is really entrenched, is better spent elsewhere.
Chloe Rosette, I'm afraid we have to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for offering your analysis of the UN General Assembly speech by President Trump. You listen to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney. We'll be right back.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.